The number 9 Jimmies rack up a 30-point win on the road at Dickinson State, and we've got your results from Blue Jay Boys and Girls Hockey from Tuesday night. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. The 9th-ranked University of Jamestown men's basketball team showed no signs of rust after a 16-day layoff as the Jimmies defeated Dickinson State 94-64 on the road Tuesday night. Mason Walters led Jamestown with 22 points and 12 rebounds. Reed Gassner had 15 points and 9 boards, while Mark Jose had 14 points and Cole Woodford finished with 11. Jamestown improves to 12-2 on the year. Dickinson State falling to 4-10 overall. The Jimmies are back in action on the road Friday and Saturday in Iowa against Northwestern and Dort. Jamestown 107-1 will be on the road with the Jimmies this weekend for games at Northwestern and Dort. Coverage can be heard on Q101 starting Friday night at 5 p.m. The Jamestown High School Blue Jay girls hockey team suffered a 6-2 defeat to Bismarck Century on Tuesday night at Wilson Arena. Jamestown got goals from Ellie Kruger and Hannah Solis, Kruger's 5th of the year and Solis's 3rd of the season. Jamestown dropping to 3-6 on the year. The Blue Jay boys also fell on the road Tuesday night at Bismarck Legacy by a final score of 4-0. Next up for the Jamestown girls, they take on Mandan Thursday night at Wilson Arena at 7 p.m. Mark McKenzie will be on the call on 107.1 NewsDakota.com. The Blue Jay boys are back home on Friday night against Botno Rugby. Mark McKenzie will also be on the call for that game on Friday night at Wilson Arena at 7:30 for the Blue Jay boys against Botno Rugby. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, you can always find us at NewsDakota.com.